This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. In Telangana, 12 workers were killed and over 26 others injured in a blast at a pharma company in Sangareddy district. The incident occurred at Sigaji Industry, which triggered a huge fire and engulfed the premises of the company. The rescue operation by the teams of NDRF, SDRF and others is underway. State Labour Minister Vivek Venkateswamy, who visited the site, said the reasons for the blast are yet to be known. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed officials to provide better medical assistance to the injured. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to the victims. In a social media post, President Murmu said that she is deeply saddened by the tragedy and extended support to the bereaved families. Prime Minister Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund and 50,000 rupees to those injured in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia beginning Wednesday. Addressing a special media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the External Affairs Ministry, Damu Ravi, said the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana from 2nd to 3rd of next month on the first leg of his 5-nation tour. This will be his first ever bilateral visit to Ghana.
India's relations with Ghana are historical. In the 7 decades of a relationship, it has evolved to multifaceted. Both the countries will work towards boosting the economic cooperation. So the economic agenda will dominate the talk. During the visit, there will be few focus items. Will be agriculture, where the Ghanaian leader, president, is keen to engage with India. He is also keen on the vaccine development, creating a vaccine hub in Ghana, but not just Ghana, but also the West Africa context. Defense cooperation will become an important item on the agenda.
President Draupadi Murmu said that AIIMS has set the highest standards in medical education, research and treatment in the country. She made this statement while speaking at the first convocation of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS, Gorakhpur.
AIIMS संस्थान भारत की चिकित्सा क्षमता के प्रतीक है. यहाँ हर मरीज को उम्मीद की नई किरण दिखाई देती है. AIIMS ने भारत में चिकित्सा शिक्षा अनुसंधान और उपचार के क्षेत्रों में उच्चतम मानक स्थापित किए हैं. चाहे सर्जरी की नई टेक्निकी हो, अर्ली डायग्नोस्टिक्स के उपकरण हो या फिर आयुष और एलोपैथी के समन्वय से बीमारियों का इलाज, AIIMS ने नवाचार को अपने कार्यशैली का हिस्सा बनाया.
Around 4.96 crore electors in Bihar do not need to submit any documents in the ongoing special intensive revision of the Election Commission in the state. Their children are also not required to submit any other documents relating to their parents. These voters are in the 2003 electoral roll of Bihar, which has been uploaded by the commission on its website. Gross GST collections have doubled in 5 years to reach an all-time high of 22.8 lakh crore in the financial year 2024-25. In 2020-21, the total collection was 11.37 lakh crore rupees. According to GST data, the average monthly collection stood at 1.84 lakh crore rupees. Ahead of the Amarnath Yatra, the authorities today opened the offline token distribution centre at Saraswati Dham in Jammu. Pilgrims aspiring to undertake the Yatra throng to the centre to get tokens for their on-the-spot registration. Tokens are being distributed to pilgrims undertaking the Yatra on both Pahalgam and Baltal routes at the Saraswati Dham Token Centre. The benchmark domestic equity indices took a breather today, halting their 4-day gaining streak. Both the indices closed with losses of around 0.5% amid mixed global cues and profit booking. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex shed 452 points to close at 83,606. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 lost 121 points to settle at 25,517. Wimbledon 2025, the third Grand Slam of the tennis calendar, today began at the All England Club in London and will conclude with the men's singles final on the 13th of July. In men's singles, 2-time defending champion Alcaraz will kickstart with his Wimbledon campaign against 38-year-old Fabio Fognini in the round one this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.